Hey everyone, this is Chili. Tonight I want to talk to you on the topic of yellow light. Again, I'm learning a lot in my Uber driving days here about myself, and this is another one of those things that just kind of popped in my mind tonight as I was out driving. You know, we get to yellow lights when we're driving, and we usually do one of two things. We usually hit the brakes and slow down quickly, or we hit the gas and we speed up. You know, we gun it because it's yellow, so we either got to rush through that intersection or just stop real quick and wait for the next green light. You know, when the light's green, we get it. We know what to do. We really don't have to do much of anything. We just kind of go through the intersection, possibly look both ways, but we got the green light, so we know what to do with the green light. And the red light, we got that too. We start stopping way in advance. But the yellow's going to require some kind of reaction, some kind of response, either to speed up or slow down, to gun it or stop. And I think about that as it relates to our journey with the Lord. You know, there's so many things we want God just to be green light or red light about. You know, just tell me to go. Give me the green light. Tell me it's all good. Tell me it's perfect. Or give me that red light that says, stop, don't go there. That's not the way, you know. But I don't know about you, but I feel like for the last little while, I've been driving under a continual yellow light, and at times I'm speeding up and at times I'm slowing down, and at times I'm like, is it about to change or is it ever gonna change? Do I have time to make it through, or do I have all the time in the world? Yellow lights are tricky like that, aren't they? And God trusts us with yellow. The green and the red, I mean, it's instinctive, we know what to do. But the yellow, we've got to take in more things in our considerations. We've got to look around. We've got to think, like, is it worth the rush? If I'm honest, when I'm driving Uber and I'm on my way to pick up somebody and the light turns yellow, I gun it because I want to get there on time or early. But when I have a rider and customers in my car and it goes yellow, I slow down. Because I want to be cautious and I want them to think he's a safe driver, which I am, sort of, I think. Yeah, I am. So it varies even how I treat a yellow light, depending on who I perceive is with me or where I perceive I'm going. That's all interesting to me. In life, and as I think about this continual yellow light that I'm driving under, you know, I want God just to say, Chili, red light, don't. Or Chili, here you go, green light, go. I love the word go. It's the last thing Jesus said on earth. Go into all the world and make disciples. I get go. I've understood it since I was a baby and my parents pushed me into the bathroom and said, go. I understood what that go means. But yellow? There's not a lot of people teaching you yellow. You know, we didn't have a day in driver's ed focused on the yellow. And yet, yellow is maybe where most of us find ourselves a lot of the time. Man, God, why don't you just tell me what to do? God, why don't you just show me? And in many ways, God's kind of like in driver's ed saying, did you read the manual? Because I've already told you what to do in all these situations. And we just want him to click the switch, change the color. And he's saying, read the book. That's important. I guess we need to understand that as we look for direction and as we try to navigate our life and go where God wants us to go. You know, God's not trying to mess with me. He's not trying to tease, and he's not trying to make us angry. But I think he does provoke us to investigate. He provokes us to climb and to claw and to navigate. He provokes us to pursue harder, to ask bigger questions, to look deeper, to pay attention who's with us, pay attention to what's next, to ask the right questions, to simply say, God, where are you? That's my direction. What are you doing? That's my desire. Who are you with? That's my company. You know, we live under this yellow light, and it's frustrating to us because we don't want to feel like we're slowing down or speeding up all the time, and we want to set the cruise control. We want to just drive. We want to just have it laid out for us. But, you know, adventures are oftentimes in the distraction and in the side issues. It's the detours where we find God wants us to pay attention. God wants us to look around. He wants us to think about who's with us and where we're going. He wants us to think about what's important and why we're doing it. So I'm going to try to allow, every time I'm in a yellow light situation, for me to ask God better questions, and for me to look around physically but also spiritually at what's really going on and what he's really leading me to do. I look forward to more green lights or even red lights, but right now I'm navigating the yellow light. Maybe you are too. Be encouraged tonight. You're not alone. By the way, I'm sorry that I always refer to my podcast as night. I'm just driving Ubers at night, and so I think night. But whether you're listening to this during the day, you get yellow lights then too. So apply it as necessary. I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm so thankful you listen to this podcast. Peace.